From a distance, Amy LeVere looks a lot like the actress Liv Tyler, only shorter. Or maybe that's just an illusion since her upright bass looms so large on the stage. It's an original look, but it's not at all shtick. Amy LeVere is the real deal.
Time is a train. It don't heal a thing. It just takes you farther away and longer to get to sleep. Time is a train. Time is a train.
Now LeVere is attracting the attention of critics nationwide. Her tender rasp and subtle songwriting, drawing comparisons to Billie Holiday, Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell, and even Dolly Parton.
You know, rock critics are great at pigeonholing people, and what I really love is the artist you can't pigeonhole, and I wouldn't say she's easily pigeonholed.
Greg Cott is a music critic for the Chicago Tribune.
What is it exactly that she's doing? Is it country? Is it soul? Is it lounge? You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff swirling around in there. I think what it comes down to is really good songs sung by a terrific singer, and a terrific singer who makes me feel like she's invested in every lyric.
Reviews are really flattering, and they're a huge surprise to me. And I feel like I've worked hard, and you know, but I'm sure everybody works hard for what they do. But yes, they're a big surprise. See, I told you talking is really awful for me.
Amy LeVere is as genuine and self-effacing in person as she is original on stage. Ask her about her musical influences, and she'll start to tell you about a little place in East Texas, just across the border from Louisiana, a place she once called home.
Where I grew up was in a trailer in the middle of the woods there in East Texas, and we had chickens and a pony and a goat, and we gardened a whole acre of land, and my dad hunted about everything we ate, and my mom played guitar and sang songs. And so a fun night at my house when I was a little kid was my dad would have some of his work buddies and their wives come over, and he may or may not build a fire or just sit around, and they would drink beer, and my mother would play for them, and everybody would just light up at her, and they would have such a great time. So it was definitely what my mother did musically that made me want to do what she did.
He didn't come home till the light of the day. He wasn't with her, he would say. They fought through the morning and all of the day. She'd have to kill him to get him to stay.
Amy's father worked for General Motors, and as plants shut down, they'd moved to where the jobs were. Her parents went their separate ways when she was just 13. And by the time she was 17, Amy LeVere was out on her own, living in Nashville, singing with a punk band, painting houses, whatever it took to make ends meet.
I rented a room from this large house that had a lot of musicians renting rooms out of it, and there were two upright bass players living in the house, and I had been watching them, and for some reason, when I picked it up, I just really had a natural ability. I just realized it was one note at a time.
Amy LeVere's style grabbed the attention of legendary Memphis record producer Jim Richardson, who's worked with everyone from the Rolling Stones to the Replacements. Richardson tracked down LeVere and asked if he could produce her new album, Anchors and Anvils.
And when he says, you know, I want to work with you and I want to produce your record, that's usually an indication that the artistic quality is pretty good.
That's music critic Greg Cott.
It's the kind of record that I think you could put on 20 years from now and not really know when it was made and not care, because the voice is still going to sound good and the songs are still going to sound good. But that would be one of the artists that I'd be checklisting and saying, I got to check this out, because if this is as good as the album, this could be really cool.
I'll remember. And I've forgotten all the rest.
The artist's name is Amy LeVere.
You to me were true. You to me were the best. When there is no more, you cut to the core.
are some people there that you don't forget, even though you've only seen them a time or two. When the roses fade and I'm in the shade, well, didn't I try to love you? Didn't I? Well, didn't I try to care? Didn't I